You know, sometimes in life,
yeah. weeks of love where we worship. Ooh, 52 weeks of love where we praise.
Yes, Lord.
And we
Jesus.
Honor the Lord with Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Good evening, woman of God.
Good evening, man of God. Good evening, good evening, good evening. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Good evening, good evening. Oh, Father, thank you, Jesus. Oh, good evening, good evening. I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to start. I have a soul. Man of God, I have to share something tonight. I got to share it. I got to share it before I could get into the Word. If I could get into the Word tonight. That if I could get into the Word tonight, God, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I have something to share. And it's so awesome. It is so powerful. I had a visitation by 2 a.m. this morning. God, Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you. I was lying in my bed this morning. I got to share it. I was lying in my bed this morning. And I was asleep. And I heard a voice. I heard a voice. That spoke to me from above. I had a visitation this morning from God. Oh, and it was so powerful. It was so anointed. And God is telling me he's taking me somewhere. And I shared it with one of my friends today. And the Spirit of God came up on us on the cell phones today. Man of God, I got to share it. Jesus. I had a visitation from the Holy Ghost this morning. Oh, Jesus. I felt someone touch me. I felt the touch. Hey, Jesus. And it was God. Hey, Lord. And he spoke to me from above. And he said, Virginia. Oh, Jesus. And I answered him. I said, yes, Lord, I know his voice. He said, we know his voice. And she knows his voice. But a stranger do not. I know the voice of God. Because he speaks to us in a still small voice. And I heard him say, Virginia. I am taking you somewhere. I have an assignment for you. And man of God, I begin to laugh in the spirit. If anyone knows what I'm saying, if you ever laugh in the spirit, it's an awesome thing to laugh in the spirit. Laugh in the Holy Ghost. I remember one year I began to laugh out in the church, and I never experienced nothing like that before. And they had this African minister came to the church. And when I spoke, he interpreted what I said. And this morning it was so powerful. Jesus, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. He spoke to me. When I could feel the touch, I knew it was the power of God who touched me. Like that song say, who he touched me, and my life will never be the same. Hey, Lord. He touched me, and my life will never be the same. Hey, Lord. He said, Virginia. I said, yes, Lord. He said, I'm taking you somewhere. I have an assignment for you. Your work is not complete. Work is not done. I have so much more for you to do. And when he said that, I began to laugh in the spirit. And every time he would say something to me, I would answer him back. He said, I'm taking you somewhere. I'm taking you to another level. I'm showing you. I want to show you something. I want to use you mighty than I ever used you before. Hey, Lord. Hey, Jesus. I can't contain myself tonight. I've been meditating all day. I've been before God all day. I wouldn't answer my phone. I wouldn't answer the door. It's been me and God. Hey, Lord. Thank Jesus. And he kept speaking to me. He kept speaking to me. He kept saying, he kept telling me where he want me to go, what he want me to do. I can't stay in one place. I've shut myself off. I have shut myself off from a lot of things and people and family members. I know I can't isolate myself, but God told me to do it. God told me to do it. And he kept saying, I'm doing this for you. Are you hearing me? I said, yes, Lord. He said, I'm taking you to another level. I'm taking you somewhere in 2018. And not only 2018, before the years out, you ain't seen nothing yet. I said, oh, God. I said, Lord, help me. He just kept speaking to me, and I kept laughing in his spirit. Every time he say something to me, I would laugh in his spirit. And then I would interpret what he said. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Y'all need to hear me tonight. It's time out for praying, church. It's time out. Drop some things and let it go. It's time out. It's about God now. It's about God. Hey, Jesus. Somebody need to hear me tonight. I may not get into this topic tonight. I might not get into this word tonight. I have to tell y'all something. God is moving. God is moving up on his people. Y'all need to listen. You need to hear the voice of God. He took me over to Ezekiel, the 37th chapter. Hey, Jesus. And he told, he carried Ezekiel in the spirit. And he took him out. And he showed him a band that's full of dry bones. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And he asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, Lord, only you know. He said, these are your bones. He told him, Lord, only you know. These are your bones. And he told Ezekiel, he said, you go prophesy to the bones and tell them to live. These dry bones that I'm talking about is bones in the church. It's the deacon bowl, hey, it's the usher bowl, it's the choir, it's the members, also the pastor, dry bones in the valley. Hey, Jesus, that's not what I was going to talk about, but I got to share what Jesus showed me this morning at 2 a.m. I'm up at night, around 1 or 2 o'clock, I'm listening at the archive. I'm praying and talking to God. And when God spoke to me from above, not from down here, from above, I heard the voice. I heard him so, oh, awesome voice. A still small voice saying, Virginia. Virginia. Hey, Jesus. Virginia. I hope I didn't get cut off because something happened just then. But the devil is a liar, and Jesus is the Messiah. I know
you didn't get cut off.
Wow, oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I can't contain myself. I know it's God. It's the power of God that fell upon me at 2 a.m. this morning. I never experienced nothing like this. And every time he would say something to me or call out my name or say Virginia, I'd say amen. I'd say hallelujah. Amen. So be it. Amen. So be it. God just spoke to me in a, oh, Jesus, in an awesome voice, an awesome still voice. Man of God, I don't know what, I don't know which way to go, but God is telling me he going to lead me. He said, he showed me, hey, Lord, he took me into John the 14th chapter, hallelujah, Jesus. And he showed me why he was speaking to his disciples. And he told them, I am getting ready to depart. I'm getting ready to leave. I'm going to my Father. But I won't leave you alone. I won't going to leave you alone. I'm going to my father. And he was trying to assure them that they would not be alone. He said, I'm going to send back another comforter. A comforter, someone who will comfort you and lead you and guide you into all truth. He was telling them, like he's telling me, Virginia, you are not alone. I'm going to send back the Holy Ghost, who will teach you and lead you and guide you into all truth. All truth. He said, hey, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost is your standby, your helper. He's your paraclete. He's everything you need. When he told the disciples, I'm going away, I got to depart. It is speeding for me to not go, but it's speeding for me to go. I got to go, he said, and prepare this place for my people. He was telling them. Because they wanted to know, are we going to be alone? Thomas asked. We don't even know where you're going. We don't know where you're going, but Jesus assured them, I'm going to my Father. Why, there's many mansions, had Jesus. He assured them, and he's telling me, Virginia. I say, yes, Lord. He said, are you listening? I say, yes, Lord. He said, I call you. He's just coming back saying, oh, what are you going to say? He said, I call you, yes, Lord. I chosen you to go forth and bear fruit. He said, I name, I named you, and I anointed you, and I appointed you. Go forth and bear fruit, that your fruit might remain. Then he came back. He kept talking to me, and he talked to me, and he talked to me. And I answered him, and I said, yes. 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 I do what you say do. I go where you say go. I do whatever it is, Lord, whatever it takes. Lead me into where you want me to go. Y'all, this is awesome. So much more that he shared with me. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. I'm just so, oh, God, Jesus. Oh, Lord, what she the cool shot. Oh, he told me, he showed me, and I could hear the voice from heaven. It's just like he told, he said, King Uzziah, when King Uzziah died, he said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Oh, Jesus. Virginia, I saw all of this. I saw the Lord high and lifted up, hey, Jesus. And his train filled the temple. King Uzziah. When King Uzziah died, they got some Uzziah that need to die. Jesus. They got some Uzziah that need to die. I saw, oh, Jesus. I saw so much. Oh, Jesus. It was so mighty. It was so powerful, God. And he went on, and he went on, and he went on, and he talked, and I listened, I obeyed, and I said, yes, Lord, yes, you called me, but I got to do what you called me to do. I got to obey. He said, obey. He said, obey. Yes, Lord. And I said, yes, I will, Lord. Yes, I will. I will obey. Just tell me what you want me to do. Just take me where you want to take me. Yes. Oh, gosh. It's so much more, y'all. It's so much more. And somebody know what a man of God, you know what I'm talking about. You know where I'm going. Hey, Jesus. He said, you're not doing what I've called you to do. It's so much. You got to to go forth and do what I call you to do. Not what man say do. Not what man say do. Not what man say do. Man, I let you down. God say, put your trust in him, Virginia, and not in man, oh Jesus. Oh, Lord. A chain have come over me. When I heard that song, man, you conform so much to your word and through the song that I've been coming on this air on Friday. And I've been hearing songs that been conformed to what I'm preaching on. God said, I conform my word. He just conformed the song tonight. A chain have come over me. A chain have come over me. And he told me to delight myself in him, and he'll give me the desires of my heart. Virginia, delight yourself in me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. Acknowledge me in all of your ways, said Jesus. I can hear him say, delight yourself in me, and I'll give you the desires of your heart. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. I hope y'all are hearing me tonight. God is so awesome. He's miraculous. He is for real. Heaven is for real and hell is for real. Heaven is for real and hell sure is for real. Oh, Jesus. I can hear Jesus say, oh, Virginia, they need somebody to repent. I can hear Jesus talking to me, Jesus talking to me. You know, when God speaks to us, he speaks to us in a still small voice. You need to know the voice between God and the devil. Hey, Lord. You need to know the voice between God and the devil. Because the devil wants us sick. The word of God say we heal. He said, I come to give you life and abundant. And oh, Jesus, he come to give us abundant life. He comes to give us an abundant life. When he told us the thief come not, but to steal, kill, and to destroy, Jesus came to give us life, somebody. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing in my life. Thank you for what you already done in my life. Thank you for what you're going to continue to do in my life. Oh, Jesus, y'all just don't know. But when you have a visitation from God, it's all over you. It's all in you. It's all around you. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Touch this now network, Lord. Touch it. Touch the P2P ministry. Touch the Blog Talk Radio. Touch the internet. Touch the online, Jesus. Those online, Lord. Because you showed me so much. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've never seen nothing like this before. And I want to say to you tonight, man of God, because I've been connected to this now network. God has taken me so far, and he's not through with me yet. There's some more. That's God. It's want to say something to you. He want to share something with you, but you need to have your spiritual ears on. Lift up your spiritual hand. Lift up your hand. of Jesus. Lord, mighty God, I've been like this all day. I've been like this all day. Me and God had a relationship. We communed together. And he let me know how much he loves me. Oh, Jesus. He said, whom you hold? Oh, he said, whom I hold in the palm of my hand, Virginia. No demon in hell can pluck you out. I hope y'all are hearing me. I'm in the palm of God's hand. And no demon in hell can pluck me out. God holds me in the palm of his hand, and no demon in hell can pluck me out. I know who I am, hey, Jesus. And he said, you know, and I know who you are. He even showed me about Moses and Aaron. When Moses, he gave Moses instruction to go and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. And Pharaoh say, who do I tell send me? And Jesus said, tell them I am sent you. I am that I am, and that's all I am. I am. We're serving I am God. I am who I am. And then when Moses spoke, he spoke to Moses again, and he told Moses. Moses said, but Lord, I have a speech problem. Jesus gave Aaron a mouthpiece for Moses. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Moses couldn't speak. He had a speaking impediment. God used Aaron to speak for Moses. And it was so much. I could go on and on. But God told me to bring forth this word, this prophecy. He said, tell them I visit you this morning. When I shared it with my friend, she went off in the spirit. She said, oh, my God. I said, I had a visitation from God. Laying in my bed at 2 o'clock this morning, y'all. Got up. Wasn't hungry. So full of the Holy Ghost. So filled with the power. It's like living water bubbling up on the inside of me. It's like living water bubbling up from the inside of me. Yes, Lord. Living water. Living water. Flow through me. Living water. Flow through me. Living water, flow through me. Hey, Jesus. God, that was so awesome, y'all. I'm sitting in my bedroom now, right by my bed in a chair. And I've been here all day having a relationship with my God. A relationship. Commune with him. And he communed back with me. Then I would laugh in the spirit. I kept laughing. And he, oh, every time I laugh, he'll give me the interpretation. Go ye therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Just have Jesus and baptize him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I've been commissioned to go. I've been commanded to go. Yes, Lord, I'll go. I say, like he told Isaiah, Isaiah say, send me, I'll go. Hey, Lord, send me, I'll go. Send me, I'll go. feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost in power. Oh, thank you, God. I thank you. I'm looking all in my bedroom. My bedroom don't look the same. Oh, I could see. I could see so much of what God is doing. So much what he already done on the tree. And what he's going to continue to do. Y'all need to hear me tonight. I'm giving y'all what God has given me. Oh, every time I speak, every time I open my mouth, God, you feel it. Feel it with wholesome things. Feel it with wholesome things. Salsa, cosidio, candada da bolsa. Yes, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God say enough is enough. Enough is enough. When Jesus came in contact with Satan, and he told Satan it is written. And Satan tried to answer the word back with the word. It is written. It is written. God and Satan. Hey, somebody. Yes, it is written. And he told me, every time something come against me, use the word. Say it's written, Virginia. It is written. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. When these words come, it's coming from the mouth of God. I heard the voice. I couldn't see his face, but I heard his voice speaking from above my head, down on me, lying on my bed. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Oh, I'm so fired up. I'm on fire for God tonight. I'm on fire. I'm on fire. Up in my bone. Fire! Shut all up in my bone. And you know, if Jeremiah felt something, you feel that thing. Jeremiah says like fire. Shut all up in my bone. And I could feel it. Same thing, Jeremiah. I feel the fire. Hey, Lord. Put it on the inside of me. Put it on the inside of me. There are places I've been wanting to go. And like the devil did, Jesus, he took him up on a high mountain. And he told Jesus, I give you all of this if you throw yourself down and worship me. And I see myself going somewhere. Standing up, tall, speaking to someone, a large crowd. It ain't gonna be me. I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna scold. I'm gonna do the devotion. It ain't me. I can't do nothing on my own. It ain't about Virginia. It ain't about me no more. It's about Jesus. It's about Jesus. I can't do nothing on my own. It's not about me. It's about God. Lord Jesus. Take a hold. Oh, Lord. He said, Virginia, I got you. He said, I got you. I got your back. thank him for it. Every time he says something to me, I say thank you, and I laugh in the spirit. Woo, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you tonight. I thank you tonight. I thank you. Yes. Be blessed. Be grateful. And bless his name. Be grateful. Be grateful. I can hear the Lord say, Virginia, I love you. I love you. And y'all on the line, I want to say to you too tonight, he loves you. And I want to say, Lord, anybody need forgiveness? You need to ask for forgiveness right now. You need to repent. Repent. Have a repentant heart. Tell God you're sorry. Your God is sorry. Go ahead and repent. Repent. I can hear the word say repent, repent, repent. Have a repentant heart. Yes. Glory. 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 Man of God, are you there? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yes, Jesus, we are here. All I could just continue to echo in my spirit every time the word is spoke. 40 days, 40 nights.
Oh, Lord.
40 days, 40. Somebody need to hear me out there today. 40 days and 40 nights. Yeah, you've been in the wilderness for so long. It ain't a wilderness of hunger. It's not a wilderness of a lack of a job. It's the wilderness in the spirit. But you are being led back into the wilderness once you repent, once you believe, and once you forgive. You are being led back into the wilderness to be tempted.
Say it, man of God.
In the wilderness, you got to learn to shut your mouth. Somebody need to hear it plain and simple tonight. I hope you don't get offended, but somebody need to know in the wilderness, the number one condition is to shut your mouth. Don't say nothing about nobody. Don't complain about nothing. Don't even doubt, fear, or even contemplate when you in the wilderness. Oh, we talked about it earlier. The wilderness was only a 40-day journey that turned into 40 years. Some of us are still stuck in 400 years because we're not willing to repent for missing the mark, and you got to go back. The Bible says that God requires an account for your past.
Yes.
You must go back to the wilderness. You must endure. James said, don't count it. Don't count it a pain. Or he said, count it joy to endure suffering. You must go through your trial. You must go through your test to get to your promised land. I said this morning, your promised land is available right now, but you have to go through the process.
Right now.
40 days and 40 nights.
Yes.
And I have not been given the assignment to tell you what you need to do in your 40 days and 40 nights. But prophetically, I've been told what I need to do. And you say, well, Pastor E, man, you got that word. I still must go back through because I'm not perfect.
Yes.
But I want perfection. I'm willing to stand here right now, today, was this Friday the 13th? Oh, my God. In the midst of all the superstitions and say, God, forgive me because I missed your mark. God, forgive me because I want to do better. God, forgive me. I know I pressed, but I didn't press hard enough. God, I know I studied, but I didn't study long enough. God, I know I prayed. God, I know I worshiped, but I can do better. Forgive me.
Yes, Lord.
But in this term, Oh, I'm not going through no 40-year terms. I'm finna go through my 40 days. We all have 40 days we owe to the Lord and 40 nights to Jesus.
Yes.
We all owe God 40 days and 40 nights. And I know you say, I go to church, I listen to the broadcast, I'm on this, I'm on that, I do this. No, I'm talking about no complaining, no worry, no fear, no doubt, no contemplation, total trust in God, even when you are being faced with the worst circumstances, no complaining.
Yes.
Shut your mouth. 40 days and 40 nights is called Shut Your Mouth here on the Now Network. I hope I didn't lose nobody either. Oh, we bombing tonight. 40 days and 40 nights to shut your mouth. Stop complaining.
Hello.
Go through with purpose. Know that God is building you. He's perfecting you. He's preparing you for your promised land. I'm ready for mine.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
I'm not talking about that promised land in heaven. Jesus has the control over that. I'm not talking about my promised land tomorrow or yesterday. I'm talking about my promised land right now, but I must go through.
Right now. Yes, Lord, man of God, right now.
I don't care what your title is. I don't care how long you've been in the ministry. I don't care. It goes for me. It goes for from the least to the greatest.
Yes.
40 days, 40 nights.
40 days.
No complaining.
Jesus.
No more worry.
No more
question. No more doubt. It's not hard. You know, I'm throwing some words out there that most people say, I can do it. No, it's not easy.
No,
but
it's not.
But when you commit to nothing but the joy of the Lord will watch this, will reside in me. I am going to repetitiously, see that means over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, which will make it easy. Then I'm going to find some pleasure. I can do it often. And guess what? I got a habit.
Yes, Lord. Got to have it.
I got a habit of repenting.
God.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Oh, my God.
So, Lord, I start with me tonight. I start with me. Forgive me.
I thought with me, forgive
anything. The smallest things that most great people say, oh, that's nothing. No, anything that's not pleasing in your presence, remove it so I can stay. Oh, my God.
Remove it.
Take it away right now so I can remain. I'm not trying to do a barter and trade. I'm giving it away.
Yeah.
Anything, anyone, any situation, any business problems, anything, Lord, that is not lifting, glorifying, and magnifying you, take it away so I can stay.
Take it away.
Because I want to be in your presence with nothing.
Yes.
I will be content with much, and I'll be more content with nothing. I'll be content when I'm full, but I'm going to be more content when I'm hungry. I will be content when I got a dollar, and I will be more content when I got no dollars if I could just stay in your presence.
Stay in his presence. Yes, that's awesome.
If I could just stay in your presence.
Yes,
take everything else away. I want everything else to leave as long as I can stay.
Jesus. In his presence.
40 days, 40 nights. You better complete the process. Now, I'm not telling you to do anything that will harm your health, but you know what you need to let go for 40 days and for 40 nights. But on the other side, oh, my God, it will be much greater.
Much greater.
And you will receive the promises of God that you will not turn back, but you'll continue to go higher.
Go higher. Go higher. Oh,
oh, see, when you go higher, you learn to have that visitation daily. Wake up in your mind.
God.
Oh, I'm looking. I'm searching. I want to find. Please. Oh, whoa. Don't forget me. Here I am. I woke up to call your name. I woke up to say I lift my hands first.
Yes.
Oh, I know my physical body is telling me I need to do this. I know my physical body is saying this is what I'm used to. I know my physical body
yes.
says this is what they say. But my spiritual say, oh, no, I'm looking for you because I want you first.
Oh, my God.
That you can now come to me first. And everything else
oh
for me
God.
At that point, I can move forward because I have
yes.
God's will on me.
Yes.
Jesus. And I got to stay. See, that's a sermon. Somebody else could preach it too. You ain't gonna be able to preach it like me, because he gave it to me. But I wanna stay. That's the name of the next one. You're gonna say, woo. And I got about 10 new messages in the last week. Ooh, the anointing is flowing. Ooh, but I'm gonna preach that one. Can I stay?
Yes. Can I stay?
Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to get in on this broadcast tonight? The woman of God has released the confirmation that the same thing you went through was not a hoax. It wasn't a bubble in your stomach. It wasn't something that was pretend. God visited you. But
yes,
we must learn to recognize him. You must know
yes.
his voice. What did you say in the beginning? His sheep will know
nope.
his voice.
His voice. And a stranger will not.
Come on now.
Jesus.
So I need everybody to understand this is about what you are going to do in this season. We're every message that's coming through the network right now is about repentance, forgiveness, forgiveness, believing, and forgiveness. And that's all about preparation time to go over to the other side. And I love the word of God because I'm continually learning things that I must do better every day. Stop thinking
glory.
You all got it all together. You don't. Stop thinking you already perfected. You're not. Stop thinking he already. He hasn't. He's given you the right to the tree of life just like everybody else. But now you got to do
yes.
more to prove to him you just want to stay.
I just want to stay. Yes.
Minister Carolyn, you're live on 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia Valentine.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, Evangelist and Pastor.
Good evening.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. Pastor E, this is something for me. I am, and I'm one of those people that I have a problem with shutting my mouth. So I came in and, oh, my God, this I've been, like, so blessed with this, with tonight's message. And I was on the phone, and I looked at the time, and I said, wait, I got to go to the prayer line. And God always, like Evangelist said, like you guys just said, God always talks to me, and he tells me, and I looked up. And I felt the touch on my shoulder saying, get on that prayer line. And I can't run away from the truth. I can't. And I need this 40 days, 40 nights of no complaining. it's like I need a whole new complete makeover in the Lord. When they say transformation, I need a double dose of that. So I'm going to start tonight with the 40 days, the 40 nights. And I've been in the wilderness, and he brings me out, and I go back in, and I come back out, and I'm tired of playing games with myself and with the Lord. And for me being a person that's trying to lead others, that's like me, I'm really, really supposed to practice what I preach, but I'll see things that are funny, and it might have a cuss word in it, or somebody will text me something and say, forward it, and I'll forward that, and then 10 minutes later, I'm forwarding something that's godly, and it's like, it's like, I told somebody today, like, I'm all over the place. So I think that I need to take a break from a lot of things and shut up.
Oh my God.
Like you said, I need to be quiet. I need not to complain.
I said, shut your mouth. That's what I said.
I said,
shut your mouth.
I need to shut up. You said, shut your mouth.
I say, shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Myself, because can I? Because yes. We're being transparent to here tonight. Because I really want to be transparent. Now you know I am an African American. I'm light skinned, y'all. I really light, but I am African American. I love my brothers. I love some rap music. I love that. Now I've learned how to find brothers like me in the Christian side with rap music. But let me bring up the BET Awards last week. Man, Eminem put down a rap in the cypher thing that I was like, dang, what? Ooh, I was on it. And the Lord said to me, he said, but is that Kylie? And immediately, all of my flesh that was in it was in agreement with it. Do you know I had to put it under my foot? It wasn't the devil. It wasn't nobody else. It was the truth, because there are things that are not right in our society. There are stuff that could really piss you off. There is, yes, I can say that. This is the Now Network. There is really some stuff that could make you say, I'm going to go off on them because they're wrong. Racial stuff, we've been talking about that all along. Kaepernick stood for violence against minorities from the police department. Now it's turned into a whole other thing. We'll leave that one alone.
Yes, ma'am.
But when I saw that, I was willing, and I want everybody to know out there and in, I was on board too, because I was sitting up, and I didn't watch the BET Awards, but you know they show it about 18 times over. I was flipping through, and there it was, the cypher. And I was affected just like you. But I had to make a decision. Am I still who I used to be, or am I going to still understand that, you know what, I can't point my finger at nobody. That's not my place.
Right.
I cannot even judge anyone. That's not my place. You know, and though the outside says it's wrong, that's still not my place. But what I found right now is that the more I pray for that situation, the more it removes me out of it. Somebody go catch that late in the midnight hour tonight. The more I pray about it, the more it removes me out of it. I don't have any more concern. I ain't got to look at the news. I don't have to look at all these crazy videos they sending me on my messenger. And if you my friend, you better stop sending to me, because I will block you. I'm tired of all this stuff, all this propaganda to say, let's think the world's way. I'm a child of God. And the only way I'm going to make a decision is by the word of God. And that says to love my enemy. It says to bless those that curse me. It says for me to, watch this, love my neighbor as I love myself.
Yes, he is.
So all of us have to understand that in this ministry thing, that when we deny ourselves, we take up our cross and we follow, that's what it's all about. Saying, you know what? Let me pray. Let me turn away from my own thoughts, because I've got the same thoughts as everybody else. I battle them every day, family, to say I don't want to be involved politically. And I know I can maybe make a difference in politics. But I'm a Christian. I'm not a mayor.
Hey, that's right.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, I'm excited tonight. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We have another caller. Do not hang up, Minister Carolyn, because we're going to keep the lines going. We want to let everybody have an opportunity to get into 52 Weeks of Love tonight. This is week 41. If you guys know how many weeks we got left in the year, we get short. It's preparation time. Minister Sir Ryan Davis, you are live on 52 Weeks of Love.
Oh, God.
God bless you, my brother.
Oh, Jesus.
Ooh, hello?
Jesus.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, I had it on mute. My apologies. I just want to read a scripture out loud. That's all I want to do. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, And in his law don't he meditate day and night.
Now
he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Oh,
I want to read verse number 2 one more time. Verse number 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. Not the law of Moses, but the law of the Lord. That means the entire counsel of the word of God. May those who listen to, heed to, and obey the word of God be blessed. The word is already anointed. I'm done.
And he said it like this. It's all the word. It ain't some of the word. It's all the word. Apostle Barbara Williams, you are welcome here at 52 Weeks of Love with Evangelist Virginia. Somebody's on speaker.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I had to get out of the car. I enjoyed it. I praise God for you guys. God bless you, woman of God. It was so awesome about how she was just sharing how the Lord had came to her and visited her. And it is just so much of a blessing when the Lord chooses you. He gives you all these different manifestations of him. And I just love that. And I love that keeping it real. I love it when you keep it 100. I love the anointing. I love spending time in his presence. And when you spend time in his presence, you can walk in his presence, talk in his presence, eat in his presence. You can do all things in his presence because it becomes a part of you. And when Jesus comes a part of you, there is no way out of it. And when you are dedicated like that, it brings about a change in your life. It brings about a change in your world. And your world is his world, his world. He said, just because we're not of the world, we're in the world. And, you know, I thank God because just because we are in the world, we're not of the world. But we do shine. We do make a difference. And when we make that difference, they're going to know that you're not – they're going to know there's something different about you. You don't even have to say anything. The light from heaven will shine upon you. They'll ask you, I love this person. Why does she act like that? Why is she like that? Because I had one person to come to me when I was in Shreveport doing one of my car shows. They said, you know, I saw something wrong with your car, and we thought we would have to get a tow service. And I said, well, they said, I noticed that you kept smiling through everything, and you didn't let anything bother you. I said, things bother me, but getting mad, what is that going to do? When I want to act ugly, what is that going to do? It is just best. It is best to be you. And whatever's on the inside of you going to come out. And I said, I have the joy of the Lord as my strength. And they was like, wow, how do you keep that smile through all these oppositions that you go through? I said, because when you got the Lord, you can do all things through Christ Jesus. You can do anything you want to do. When your mind is made up and your heart is fixed and you got the mind of God, the mind of Christ, there's nothing and nobody can turn you around from God. There's nothing. Why? Because of the Holy Ghost. He will keep you if you want to be kept. He will make you to be anything you want to be in Christ Jesus. Why? Because we are not of the flesh, and we are still walking by the Spirit of God. And once you get a visitation from God, you will never, ever be the same again. I don't care what come your way. I don't care what temptation is out there. That's one thing I love about Jesus. Now, y'all, I'm not trying to be holier than thou. I'm not going to say that I messed up, but I had to learn how to be holy. God had to teach me how. I can't say that I didn't mess up. I can't say that I'm a perfect person, because guess what? He said we're stinking to his nostril. We're like filthy rag. And you know what? I had to humble myself. I had to make it be mine. I had to love him in a way that he could love me back. because I got to a point, I'm just keeping it real, I got to a point to where I didn't even want people touching me no more. I got to a point to where I needed Jesus in my life because I felt like that they wasn't clean enough. And I'm not saying I was perfect, but I just didn't want those spirits, those demons jumping on me. Because you know what? I had to ask God, Lord, let me die of the flesh. Lord, keep continuing to build me up in you. And I'm already being made fun of. I've been talked about, oh, you want to stay in your cave with the Lord, and you want to hibernate. You want to hibernate. And I said, no, I'm just spending quality time with the Lord. There comes a season where God would have you. Like Pastor E said, you may need to spend 40 days or 40 nights doing this or that. And when you've done fasting, when you've done that two or three times, 40 days, 40 nights, I've done that twice in my life. But then God said, I need you to do 70 days. And God began to change me. He began to rebuild me. He began to restructure me, like rearrange me. He just changed everything. And everything that I thought I loved, I don't love it no more. Everything that I thought I wanted to do, I can't do it no more. And so I just enjoyed your testimony because God deals with everybody in a different way. He does it in a different way. And I'm not saying I'm this perfect person that goes out there. Sure, I meet a lot of people. Sure, I hear music. Sure, sure, I do that. But seriously, I have to tell them, I'm just being me. I'm just going to do me. I love him. He loves me. He has an understanding with me. I said, because if there's somebody not in the light, how can I change darkness? Two darkness can't change darkness. You got to be a part of the light. That light, that bright light, that shining light. And I just thank God for you. I thank God because on my bed, when he showed me the word of God, I began to read it. And I sit up in my bed reading the word of God. And I knew what that meant. He said, you're going to bring the word. And it's not going to be your will. You're going to say yes because I got tired of being paralyzed for 16 years. I got tired of being bedridden. I got tired of living in two or three hospital beds. And when I told God, yes, I'll do your will, yes, I'll obey, yes, I'll do what you called me to do, I ain't had to hear it no more. I got up out of that bed, and God took 150 pounds off me. God said, I'm taking the weight off, not man, but I'm going to take it off. And when God did that, then I became a new creature, a new creation in the Lord. I changed my way of living. I changed my life. I got tired of being sick. I learned how to tell God, yes, God, I'll do your will. Yes, God, I'll serve you. And God had to take me out of that old religious spirit, thinking that they're the only one going to heaven. My God. But when I learned how to live holy, I learned the way God tells me to do it. And I love your testimony, woman of God. You keep on telling it. You don't know who you're helping out there. Praise God. I love you guys.
Praise
and
God.
I love y'all.
Amen. 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 Ooh. So yeah. I'm trying to, Pastor E is always identifying. So you have that weight anointing on you?
Oh, yeah. I had that weight anointing on me.
I knew somebody was going to laugh on that one. But you got that weight anointing on. Okay, I need to keep, I got to put you in the level there. Okay, that's
look,
my weight anointing.
Look.
Because Lord, take away 10 more
whole
pounds.
Year.
And I done lost some pounds since my grandkids gone. I was blaming it on them, y'all. I'm confessing that was me. I was just, but I need about 10 more to go. So if you got the weight anointed, come on, pray for us tonight in that weight area. In your secret hour.
Yes, I lost 150 pounds within 1 year because I fasted the whole year. I gave up meats, I gave up sweets, I gave up everything, and I only did liquid.
Well, the Now Network is looking for a nutritionist, someone who can help with health and nutrition. We the Lord has sent credit specialists here. Minister Rashad is going to be taking on a monthly broadcast here to really fix your finances. Oh my God, God is really blossoming. Y'all ready to go to the other side? Because it's going, we're going
to
be right
to
go
level.
Over. Oh, we're going to be, you better be ready for the next level because God is
crossing over.
The harvest here. And so we're still looking for that young adult person that will speak and give us the ideas and the things that we need to address to our younger people. But we need to know about our health, and we need to know about that too. Minister Terry, we're going to bring you on in here as well. Thank you so much for joining 52 Weeks of Love with Apostle Virginia. Now, before you come in, I want to give Apostle Virginia an opportunity to say something to Apostle Barbara, because I know I jumped right in there. I was trying to be silly.
Okay. Amen.
Apostle Barbara?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, how you doing today, my sister?
I'm just loving on you. I'm loving on the whole Now Network. I love you guys. Y'all are keeping it so real so we can be transparent, you know? And
yes,
just tell our testimonies and let the people know that we all have paid a costly price to be where we are today.
But you know what? What I really, at 2 o'clock this morning, it was a visitation from God.
Wow.
That was a visitation from God.
Yes.
Not through the testimony, but I had to share. I had my word here to preach, but God told me to share this, what he showed me this morning. 2 o'clock
yes.
this morning, plain as day, I was asleep. And I felt the power of God. I felt the hand touch of God touch me and call me by name and with the ministering to me and showing me so much. And he showed me so much, and he started calling me by my name, and I started laughing in the spirit. And when I laughed in the spirit, I was able to interpret what I was laughing about. You can yes. laugh in the spirit, and if you pray, you have the interpretation to interpret what you just laughed, what you just said. And God is awesome. He is awesome. And Apostle Barbara, I love you, and you keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. I'm going to keep doing what God called me to do, not what man say do, but what God say do. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Praise God. That's a blessing.
Minister Terry.
Good evening. Good evening, Evangelist Valentine, Apostle Barbara.
Good
Pastor.
Evening, my sister.
Good evening. I tell you, I love you guys. I love you all, too. I'm listening,
I
Minister Sir Ryan, Minister Curl, and I tell you, the whole family's here. And you know what? I am just speechless tonight. I'm just listening. And I'm just over here basking in it all and taking it in all and just taking
yes.
your testimony of what
yes.
him coming to you. And you said something in your testimony. We have to know him. We have to know his voice.
Jesus.
And I,
yes.
I've been, and I like Apostle Barbara saying her fasting, what she did, you know, losing her weight. And Pastor E, you said 40 days and 40 nights. I just
yeah.
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that again, and I'm gonna
yes.
get out the way. But I have to say this: when you said that, that was not
mm-hmm.
for that was not for one particular group. That was for everybody. I don't care where
everybody.
You are. I don't care where you think you are. I don't care what you think your name is, your title is. He's talking to all of us, 40 days
right.
and 40 nights. Now I'm being prophetic in your life right now. Listen
yeah.
to
yes,
the word
sir.
Of God right now. Go back into the wilderness that you went around. You have not went into it because you complained. God is looking for us to go through
yeah.
this time.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Without opening your mouth up against him.
Oh, good.
Don't you remember when Job was starting to be tested, he went back to God and he said, well, why me? God said, where were you when I said, let there be light?
Uh-huh.
Where was you when I formed the heavens? Where were you when I called your name before the foundation of the earth? Where were you? See, we have to learn that God is calling us to really become so anointed with him that we do not complain. 40
yes,
days
yes,
and 4
God.
Nights. Keep shut your mouth. This is the movement that we're calling, and this isn't you can say you're going to do it over in 2018. This has to be done. Now, in 40 days and 40 nights, so you can get your promised land, then you're ready to go over to the other side. I'm challenging you tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
Do
Amen.
Not take it lightly. Do not think that you're there. You're not. There is something
yes.
that we all did not complete.
Amen.
Go
Amen.
Back into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights and keep your mouth shut and watch your promised land be right
Amen.
There waiting for you. And you'd be like, well, that only took 40 days and 40 nights, and I've been doing this for 58 years. but you've been complaining the whole time. I'm talking real tonight. Shut your mouth. That's the next fire y'all going to hear. It's going to be out. I'm going to work on that tonight. Shut your mouth.
Yes.
Excuse me, Minister Terry. I'm all fired up on this one. Go ahead, woman.
No, it's good, though. You know, that took me back when you were saying, shut your mouth. You know, my mom used to always say, you know, you don't have nothing good to say, shut your mouth. But shutting your mouth, it's also, it takes, you have to take that out of what you have up in your mind, too. You know, because those thoughts is what gets us in trouble. When you have your mind free and you like
you preaching my sermon now. What mouth was I talking about? Was it your physical mouth?
As a man, thinking in his heart, so is he.
Come on now. I'm talking about your mind. What are you saying in your mind?
Yeah, as a man thinking that fits your mouth. Yes, you know, so. You know, and I always like too, it's better to love and not judge, you know, because we all fall short of the glory.
But it still goes back, though. It still goes back to what are your thoughts?
Your thoughts.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it that we don't hear? Because you ain't like you used to be. see, a lot of us, we say, I'm not like I used to be because you don't hear it, but you're still thinking it.
Right.
Transformation of the mind means I stop thinking the way I used to think. And any thought that comes, I resist it. Automatically, it flees.
Amen. Jesus.
I'm out of here. 40 days, 40 nights.
I'm headed to Baton Rouge. Glory to God. I love you, beautiful sister.
I love you too,
family. God bless you. Love you.
Minister Terry, you talking about Baton Rouge. She talking about California.
Oh yeah, we can come and go and come and go.
Out here, we was gonna put her out there with you and Rosalind.
I know.
Yes. So it's still available. Let's make it happen. You don't want to go to Baton Rouge until she come to California first. Trust me.
Oh yes, we'll bring her here.
Me.
Trust me. Amen.
Y'all are so beautiful. Apostle Barbara, Minister Sarai, and Sister Terry. I love y'all.
We love you too, and appreciate you, and honor you. Amen.
I love y'all.
We love you,
Minister Sarai. Are you there?
I just opened his line, Minister Sarai.
I love you, man of God.
He can hear you. He can hear you.
I love you, Minister Sarai, and I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, I love that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you.
Ooh, Jesus.
Oh, y'all don't know. If only you knew.
Well, if you know God, you do know. So I lift my hands and say, I know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Minister Sarai, would you pray us out of here tonight? Not to throw you under the bus, but to just take an opportunity to let you pray over this network and over this broadcast and over this ministry.
Jesus.
Every ministry that's under the sound of your voice.
Oh, my God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Your word says that we should be serious in our prayers, Lord God. So, Father, I just take a moment to not just blurt out or utter a bunch of words, but to wait on the Holy Ghost. For your word declares that God is in heaven and man is upon the earth. And let our words be few before you. We can't just come before you saying what's in our minds, Lord God, but we have to love you with all of our hearts, all of our soul, and all of our mind. Meaning we must be thoughtful of what we utter before you. Father God, I thank you because you're God, you're sovereign, you're still a miracle worker, you're a holy God. And Father, even right now where we stand, it is now holy ground. So I bow my knees before you, Lord God. And I ask, Lord God, that you help us to acknowledge and reverence your holiness at all times. Father, as we are
moving about throughout the day.
Help us, Jesus. Help
there's
us.
Always some spirit trying to inundate our thoughts and enter our spirit that is not of you. But Father God, you have told us to put on the full armor of God. We don't need armor bearers when we should be carrying the armor on our bodies at all times.
Hallelujah.
We must wear the armor,
hallelujah,
not bear the armor.
Put it on.
My God, today I ask you
to cover us
from every evil influence. Cover our children. Cover our relatives. Cover our minds. Protect us, Lord God. Even now, Father God, show us what the enemy is cooking up beforehand that we can update his plans, oh glory, rather than watch him upset ours and we scramble and run and try to fix it. We must be proactive in this thing, Lord God. We are more than victorious, Lord God. Your word says we are more than conquerors.
Yes.
Father, I thank you. I praise you, Lord God, right now for a fresh move of God.
Thank you.
Fresh move.
You said if we would pray, you would hear from heaven and heal our land and forgive our sins.
Yes,
Lord. You did not direct that word in
2
Chronicles 7 and 14 to the heathens.
Thank you.
But you said my people.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Father God, continue to stir up a praying spirit within your people everywhere. In Africa, in Canada, in Asia, in America, in Hawaii, Lord God, where you have people, Lord God, in Australia, Lord God, in Singapore, Lord, begin to cause your people to have a true mind and spirit of prayer. And when we pray, Lord God, a true heart of prayer, Lord God, we turn you in heaven, Lord God, when we turn on earth, and when we turn from our wicked ways and turn to you, you are sure to do exactly what you said you would do. I don't care what it looked like. Your word has not changed, and it will not change. Earth and heaven can be taken away, and your word will still be true.
Yes, Lord.
So, Father, we thank you for your true word. We thank you for the life that it has given us.
Thank you.
And we ask that you would walk with us, but more importantly, help us to stay in sync, that our feet follow.
Yes.
And walk with you. And Father, we pray right now, Holy Ghost anointed blessing upon the head of everyone listening. May the Lord bless you, keep you, make his face shine upon you, lift up his countenance upon you, and give you peace in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare it to be so.
Pray,
hallelujah. Father, let the Spirit rest on us as a topical ointment.
I need you.
And let us stay there long enough that he settles in us. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Satan is rebuked. Demons are bound. Principalities are removed from their standing. And we speak and walk in authority. Because we walk with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And to you be all glory. We be priests. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord.
While I'm all dear.
Oh, my Lord.
Jesus, journey.
Yes.
I need Jesus.
Say it, man of God.
To walk with me. I got to sing it one more time. Walk with me, Lord.
Oh, my God.
Walk with me.
Oh, my God.
Walk with me, Lord. Oh, my God. Walk with me, Lord. While I'm
I need Jesus.
With me.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Father God. You're sanctifying the spirit.
Thank you,
Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Holy ground.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
This is holy ground.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Everybody on it, this is not the end of the broadcast, but listen to the lyrics of this broadcast right here. He did not make me to worry. He did not make me to fear. But he created me to worship daily. I'm going to leave it all right here. Listen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I was not created to worry.
Oh my God.
I was not created to worry.
You did not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it.
I worship you
because
you
are.
Oh, how he
You are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.